President George Bush has taken steps to make AIDS funding a major plank in his foreign policy agenda. At the beginning of the year, President Bush pledged to spend $15 billion over the next 5 years to fight the disease in Africa and the Caribbean. But AIDS advocates say the White House's funding formula just doesn't add up. Judith Smelzer reports.
In January, President Bush used his State of the Union address to announce a bold new program to fight AIDS.
I asked the Congress to commit $15 billion over the next 5 years, including nearly $10 billion in new money, to turn the tide against AIDS in the most afflicted nations of Africa and the Caribbean.
But the next week, when the White House released its budget request for fiscal year 2004, it included only $2 billion for the first year of the president's initiative, instead of the $3 billion that AIDS activists were expecting.
When you have a massive crisis with millions of people dying, we wanted to see at least $3 billion spent this year.
Paul Zeitz is the executive director of the Global AIDS Alliance. He says the extra billion would have made a big difference.
According to UNAIDS costing estimates, $1 billion more in funding would allow public health programs to put another million people on life-saving AIDS medications and to prevent at least 2.5 million infections.
Bush's lies don't save lives. $3 billion now.
Earlier this year, Dr. Zeitz helped lead a protest in front of the White House against what activists say is President Bush's broken pledge. But the Bush administration says the countries it wants to help lack the infrastructure to spend $3 billion right now. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease.
Because if we had thrown a whole bunch of money in right up front, it may not necessarily have been able to have been spent as well. So we planned the program to scale up so that there's more than $3 billion per year in the out years, but less in the early part. But at the end of the program, you'll have $15 billion over 5 years.
But Paul Zeitz with the Global AIDS Alliance rejects that way of thinking.
That has been the history of the last 20 years of the AIDS epidemic, that mindset that we have to start small and slowly increase our response. And that is what has led to the point where we are now, which over 20 million people have already died.
Drop the debt! Treat the people now! Bush!
U.S. credibility is on the line, says Zeitz and his fellow activists, and so are millions of lives.
People now!
Bush's lives don't save lives!
For Common Ground, I'm Judith Smelser in Washington.
Bush's lives don't save lives on the fund now!